Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. It is Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday, February the 13th, 2024. And so glad that you're on. I'm feeling so much better today than yesterday. If you guys were on the podcast yesterday, you know, I was tired and I was really fighting this cold. So the cold is way better and I finally got some sleep. So that's good. Still a little nasally. So you may, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not going to cough here and there. So I apologize in advance for that. But just, I feel so much better. So, hope you guys are having a great day. Hope your week is starting off well. Big week, right? It's the beginning of Lent. So, you know, it's a big week as we, you know, start this 6-week journey, essentially. 40 days, not counting the weekends, not counting Sundays. To Easter. That's how Lent, you think, well, how's this? Is it 50 days? Is it 40 days? Well, actually, it's like 46 days till Easter. But you don't count the Sundays during Lent. So it's 40 days from Ash Wednesday to Easter, if I'm not mistaken. So, all right. Well, today we have our readings for Mardi Gras. Some big blowout celebrations going on. Things that ought not be. And, you know, that is the history of Mardi Gras, right? That, you know, it was like the day before Ash Wednesday when you would give things up. You know, you'd give something up for Lent. You would go into a season of fasting and abstinence and restraint. As you move towards Easter. And so people, you know, cut loose on the day before, like get it all out. And they would wear masks to hide their indiscretions, sadly enough. So people wouldn't see how bad they were sinning the day before. Let's see. Oh, that look like Bobby's boy over there. He acting crazy. But I can't tell. He got that mask on. There were only 4 people in the village, but everybody knew who it was. But I didn't know for sure because he had that mask on. Mm-hmm. Oh, you see Johnson's kids last night? Ooh. Mm-mm. But I couldn't tell because they had those masks on. So that's how the history of Mardi Gras kind of began. And they started having big parties and parades and floats. It grew from there. And now, there's obviously the biggest one in New Orleans. But we even have Mardi Gras parades here, Dunedin. They're all over the country now. Yeah. So, well, we're not going to have a parade, but man, we're going to have fun. We're going to read the word. We're going to actually keep it a spiritual day. And tomorrow we get to start our Lenten readings. So on the calendar, the lectionary readings, we'll jump over to Ash Wednesday readings for tomorrow, which are special readings just for that day, which will take us over to the book of Amos, the book of Hebrews, the book of Luke. But today's readings are from Proverbs, Philippians, and John. Thank you guys so much for being on today. You know what we do? We read, we pray, we change the world. Yeah, thank you for liking, subscribing, and all that stuff. I like 100, over 100 subscribers to the YouTube channel now. So thanks for subscribing. That's awesome. Appreciate your engagement and sharing this. And if you haven't subscribed, just hit the subscribe button. That way you know every time we do another live episode. All right, let's do it. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 through 4, and then we'll drop down to 24 through 33. 1 through 4, Proverbs 30. The sayings of Agur, son of Jacob, an inspired utterance. The man's utterance to Ithiel. I am weary, God, but I can prevail. Surely I am only a brute, not a man. I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained to knowledge of the Holy One. It's a guy crying out, just the plight of his circumstance. Like, I don't, I'm tired. I don't get it. I haven't learned wisdom. I've not applied it. Don't you ever? I mean, what I love about the Word of God is it's honest. Have we all had that conversation with ourselves before? I'm such an idiot. How many of you have ever said that to yourself? That's kind of what he's saying here to himself, but he said it in the form of a prayer. I mean, how many of you ever said that to God? God, Lord, I'm such an idiot. I'm such a fool. Like, I should know better. Yeah, we've all done that. I should know better. And he's saying that too. I don't have understanding. I'm not wise. I thought I should be wise. I should be. It's not for a lack of the availability of wisdom. But I failed to pick it up and apply it. Because wisdom is not something you just know. Wisdom is something you do. So if you don't apply it, you're not wise. You know, there's some people who just like to love to think how wise they are, but their lives are a wreck because they continually make foolish decisions. Well, wisdom is where the rubber hits the road. You ain't wise unless you're making wise decisions. You know what I'm saying? Like, wisdom is just not something that's deposited in a file somewhere in your brain. And you can just, you know, spit out these wise sayings. That's not wisdom, really. That's knowledge. That's knowledge of wisdom, but that's not wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. It's the application when you do something wise. And so this guy's like bemoaning the fact. He's like, I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained to the knowledge of the Holy One. I should have, but I haven't. Verse 4. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Whose hands have gathered up the wind? Who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Ooh, boy, you talk about a beautiful prophetic passage in the Old Testament, right here from the book of Proverbs. These are all rhetorical questions, right? Who has gone up to heaven and come down? God, you know. Whose hands have gathered up the wind? God, you have. Who has established all the ends of the earth? Lord, you have. What is his name? What is the Lord's name? And what is the name of his son? We're about to find out. That's what Lent is about, right? Mm-hmm. As we follow Jesus to the cross, and we get the totality of the revelation of who Jesus is and what his mission in coming was. It's the penultimate unfolding of his mission and character. That road to the cross. And each year we relive that. we revisit the Lord and the mission of Jesus. Who is his name, and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. That's awesome. That these verses right here reminds me of that song. What was the song? Oh gosh, it was a song. It was a female. Was it Mandisa? I don't remember, but it was this song. It was kind of a song about that. Who cast the stars in space, and who marked the oceans? Who was that did that? I don't know. You guys may know the song. I would try to sing it, but she's way so much good, so really such an amazing singer. I'm not even going to attempt that. It would sound ridiculous. My Redeemer Lives. The song. That's the song. My Redeemer Lives. Who sang that? You remember who sang that? The Christian artist who sang that? If anybody can find a link to that song, you could just plop it right there in the chat. You know what we're talking about. It's old. It's older now. It's probably 15, maybe 20 years old now. But anyway, my Redeemer Lives. I know that my Redeemer lives, maybe, is the name of it. Anyway. All right, let's jump over to the new. Oh, no, we got to drop down to where? 24. Verses 24 through 33. 24 through 33. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. No, it wasn't Twilight Paris. No. I think she's an African-American lady. And I know my Redeemer lives. That song. But the chorus or the verses are kind of rhetorical questions like that. Nicole McMullen? Huh. Okay. Yeah, that's that song. Yeah. Did that sound familiar when I sang it? I mean, I know that's not my main skill set right there, but did that kind of give you a reminder? Yeah. Four things are small, yet are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. I don't know what that word is. Hyraxes? Raxes? I'll show you my ignorance right here, guys. I don't even know what that is. Are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in the ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet is found in king's palaces. That's a fact. Lizards are everywhere. You know, you got to pay rent. You got to pay mortgage. Them lizards, they'll get wherever they want to go. They'll be in the church. They'll be in your house. They'll be in hotels. They don't pay rent. They just go wherever they want to go. You can catch them with your hand, but they'll be in your bathroom. Go wherever they want. Verse 29, there are three things that are stately in their stride, four that move with stately bearing. A lion, mighty among beasts, who retreats before nothing. A strutting rooster, a he-goat, and a king secure against revolt. If you play the fool and exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, clap your hands over your mouth. Why? Because your demise is near. You get these, you know, if you prance around like a mighty lion, like a rooster, like a he-goat, look out. You better put your hands over your mouth. You're gonna get it. Verse 33. For as churning cream produces butter, and a twisting the nose produces blood. Oh my goodness. So stirring up anger produces strife. Ooh, boy, that's, you can't miss that point, right? You churn it, you keep churning it. As sure as churning creates butter, and you keep twisting, you're going to get blood. You keep stirring up anger, you're going to create strife. We say that to people, right? You keep stirring in it. Stop digging, bro. You let it go, but you keep picking and picking and picking and churning and churning and churning. And, you know, you keep twisting that nose enough, it's going to bleed. I love Proverbs. So visual. All right, let's jump over to the New Testament. Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Welcome, everybody. So glad to have you guys on. We're doing our readings for Mardi Gras, keeping it spiritual this morning. First reading in Proverbs. Now we're jumping over Philippians chapter 3. Welcome. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, who serve God by the Spirit. So you got these people trying to put a lot of Jewish religious customs on Christians in that culture, those who'd receive Jesus, Gentiles who'd receive Jesus. And he's saying, understand that when you receive Christ, you are of the circumcision, not a circumcision of the flesh, but the one that ultimately matters, which is a circumcision of a heart, a marking of the heart, a set apartness that comes from the Spirit of God. For it is we who are the circumcision, who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. Yeah, we don't put confidence in the flesh. We put confidence in the Spirit of God. We're weak, but God is able. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law of Pharisee, as for zeal persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. So Paul's kind of rehearsing his pedigree here, his religious pedigree. I was raised in the right family. I was educated the right way. I went through all the right religious customs. I went to the Christian school. I was raised by Christian parents. All that stuff, man. Got my education. Got my Master of Divinity degree. Got a Doctor of Theology. I did all that. And I was faultless in my pursuit of religious expertise. Verse 7, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Man, this is some underlinable verses here, right? We're about to run into right here. Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them poo-poo. That's what the word means, people. I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody. So glad that you're here. So glad you joined us today. But that's what it means. I considered them poo-poo, doo-doo, That's what he said. It's garbage. But it's worse than that. It's like, you know, that yucky, you ever empty your trash can? They got that yucky. I don't even know. It's a liquid of some kind. It's a little bit of everyone else, a little bit of everything in there. And yeah, it's pretty gross. You know, it's like slimy and stinky and, just a little bit, just disgusting and smelly. That's basically what he's talking about. I consider it garbage. I consider it the bottom of the trash can. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras? It's the stuff on the ground. You know, what they don't tell you, people, is it's nasty down there. You ever been to Mardi Gras? Isn't that... Well, if you've been to Bourbon Street, even not at Mardi Gras, it's nasty down there, people. It's smell. They got more smells out. They got some more smells than colors, people. I mean, it'll slap you right upside the face when you're not even paying attention. It's like, man, what was that? And you don't want to know. You don't want to know. It's all kind of smells down there. And I don't even want to surmise where those smells came from, because some of them are just a combination of a lot of things together that ought not be together, and they create a fungus and an aroma that will stop you in your will raise dead people to life. I ain't even lying. So Paul says, I consider all of my religious accomplishments like that. They used to call it party mud. That's a nice word for it, party mud. It's just what everybody been walking on, puking, peeing, everything else, pouring their beer in it. It stank, okay? It don't smell good. It don't smell right. So anyway, back to the word of God. I consider it garbage. All my religious accomplishments, that I may gain what? Christ and be found in him. Mm-hmm. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith, man. That's what we want, man. That's what we put our hope in. In Christ, not in our religious works, not in our religious accomplishments. All of that's party mud. Ah, man, we put our, and it doesn't even compare to the knowledge of knowing Christ. This verse is beautiful. Verse 10, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. I mean, that should be our prayer. I was just thinking, man, that's like the perfect prayer for Lent. Like, why do we even do Lent? Why do we celebrate Lent? Why do we acknowledge Lent? Why do we walk through this journey? Here's why. So that through doing it, I might know Christ. I might understand him, the power of his resurrection. That in some small way, to a participation in the sufferings, walking with him again through his death, so that somehow attaining the resurrection of the dead. So I can learn. I want to know. And this know is not just knowledge, it's experiential knowledge. I want to know through experience. I want to know through experience Christ more. Yeah. That's our prayer, man. That through this journey over the next nearly 50 days, we might know Christ more on the other side of this, through spending time in prayer and the Word, and in some cases fasting. You know, maybe you're thinking now about what you're going to give up for Lent. Not the podcast. The Lord is not telling you, okay? I just want to say this right now. The Lord is not saying give up the podcast. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's a slip. You can give up the potty cast. If you're listening to a potty cast, yeah, give that up. But this unfiltered podcast, don't give that up. The Lord ain't telling you that. The Lord's saying you need to stick with that. But yeah, you're probably thinking about, you know, what should I be giving up for Lent? Should I be giving up social media? Should I be giving up a certain food, a certain meal? Yeah. And it's a way to, you know, just to in those, when those cravings hit or that thing that you would normally occupy your time with, you divert that time to the Lord. All right, John chapter 18, verses 28 through 38. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" If he were not a criminal, they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Sort of a circular argument, right? Here's your criminal. What did he do? Well, we wouldn't give him to you if he wasn't a criminal. I was like, but that doesn't really tell me what he did. That's just a circular argument. I'm presenting him as a criminal. Why? Because he's a criminal. Okay. Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." This is a Jewish matter. This isn't a Roman matter. This is a Jewish matter. "But we have no right to execute anyone." Okay, so now they just revealed really why they are due after this, because they can't execute. This took place to fulfill what Jesus said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Verse 34, "Is this your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" Is this a spiritual thing? Is this a thing with your heart? Or are you just kind of parroting the talking points in the community? Verse 35, "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me." "What is truth?" reported Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." Interesting. So Jesus tells him that he's a king from another kingdom. But Pilate didn't wait for the answer, did he? "What is truth?" And he walks away instead of waiting and hearing what Jesus had to say about the answer. Wow. A lot to think about as we are on the eve of Lent at Ash Wednesday. So may the Lord just apply his word to our hearts. Let's pray, everybody. Lord, thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness and grace. Thank you for your love and kindness and the teaching of your word. Lord, we pray that over this Lenten season, we might draw close to you. We might learn more of you. We might walk close to you. Lord, help us now as we prepare our minds mentally and spiritually for Lent. Lord, that you would lead us to the things that we should abstain from, if there's something that we need to surrender for this time so that we can focus on you. We pray that you'd make it clear. And Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for my friends. I ask that you would bless them and encourage them. Thank you for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, guys. So I'm going to look up this song that I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to play it. It is Nicole C. Mullen. Excuse me. And it's just called Redeemer. Here it is. Thank you guys for being on the podcast today. Thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing. Be sure to hit that like button before you leave. There you go. And who told the ocean
You can only come this far.
This may be exactly from that Proverbs.
And who showed the moon where to hide till
yeah.
evening? Whose words alone can capture.
Little praise break, y'all. Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.